dying for a raise. The massacre in Marikana, South Africa, of striking mine workers has caused dismay and disbelief the world over. 34 miners were slaughtered and 78 others wounded by a hail of police gunfire. How could this be in today's South Africa? How could this happen in a post-apartheid South Africa? How could this happen in a predominantly black government led by the African National Congress, ANC? The spectacle tells the tale. Black police, clad in blue uniforms, were called by the Lonmin Mine Company officials to stand against black miners holding a wildcat strike demanding better wages and improved working conditions. Miners at Lonmin Platinum are paid on average 4,000 rand, or $480 US, and were demanding a raise to 12,500 rand, or $1,500 per month. These strikers, several thousand rock drill operators, were trying to live and raise families on about $120 per week. When they refused police orders to disperse from a nearby hill, the cops attacked them with automatic weapons fire. Who do you think they work for? Their people or the mine operators and owners? Whom do you think they serve and protect? In Marikana, in South Africa's northwest province, lies a mine boasting one of the world's richest deposits of platinum. Platinum is one of the most precious strategic metals in the world, and South Africa is home to about 80% of the world's supply. And striking miners are dying for a pittance, while owners and investors are making billions. The cops of capitalism serve those who can afford their services. Period. Marikana, Northwest Province, South Africa, joined Sharpeville for police and state massacres of Africans. Just as Sharpeville sparked resistance, let Marikana do the same. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.